I've got a victory living inside of me. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to grow slack. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School's the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. No matter how long a problem has been with you or how tough it may seem, it is conquerable. You can't overcome it with the Lord's help. Just believing that is the beginning of your miracle and the breakthrough. Believe all things are possible with the God who created the heavens and the earth. Father, we do. We believe in you. We believe nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is impossible to you. And so we submit ourselves and humble ourselves under your mighty hand. And we say, Lord, we want your will, your way, your plan. Asking for utterance and anointing and the ears to hear it today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He is the answer to everything. Hallelujah. We've been for a number of weeks now on a series that we're calling Faith for Provision. And been giving one by one 30 reasons from the Scripture why we are sure, fully persuaded, completely convinced that abundant provision is always God's will for us all. That's a big statement. It includes a lot. Yes. Is it true? That's the question. Yes. Well, if it's in one verse, it's true. We're giving you 30 reasons with multiple verses. If that's correct and you respect God and His Word, at some point in here you should go, okay, I believe it. It is His will. Said out loud, abundant provision,
abundant provision
is always
God's will
for us all.
Abundant provision
is always
God's will
for me.
For me.
That's today.
Yes.
That's this week. Right?
Yes.
Rest of the month, rest of the year, that all your bills be paid. Everything you need, even good desires, fulfilled. All your obligations and debts paid and fulfilled. It is His will. We begin by reason number one, talking about that the Lord is my shepherd. He said, I shall not want. And we've gone one by one down to reason number 16 today, which is the promised land. God's will is revealed in His Word and in His dealings. Jesus in John 14, it's recorded that He was talking about the Father and about Him going to the Father. And some of the disciples said, Lord, show us the Father. You keep talking about the Father. He talked a lot about the Father. And Jesus said, have I been so long time with you and have you not known me? They were thinking, well, no, we're asking about the Father. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Everything Jesus said was the will of God. Everything you saw Him do was, is, always will be the will of God. He went about teaching and preaching and healing. Hallelujah. All that were sick. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good. What are we seeing there? The will of God. Right?
Yes.
And healing all who were All who were, what are we seeing? The unchanging. Right? Will of God for all people for all time. Jesus is the will of God manifested. Everything he said, everything he did. Well, prior to that, we saw numerous aspects of God's character and person and will revealed to Abraham, his covenant friend, revealed to Moses and through Moses and through the law and the ordinances and statutes and through his covenant with his people Israel. And what we saw is his mighty power delivering them out of bondage and slavery and impossible situations, and his amazing, miraculous provision in the wilderness, manna out of the sky, water out of the rock, right? What are we seeing? The will of God.
Yes.
Come on, are y'all with me, class?
Yes.
So we're not just noting historical miracles. God doesn't change.
Right.
He's no respecter of persons.
Right.
If it wasn't his will, he wouldn't have done it.
Amen.
To start with.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If he did do it for his people, then it doesn't matter how many thousands of years go by. That's exactly still his will.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
And it's his will for everybody.
Yes.
That will believe him.
Amen.
And will listen to him and respond to him. So when we're talking about these things, you know, people neglect their Old Testament. And that's a big mistake. Big mistake. What we call the Old Testament is not an out-of-date Word of God.
Amen.
There's no such thing as an irrelevant, out-of-date Word of God. There are some things that have been fulfilled in Christ's work. For instance, if he hadn't gone to the cross and shed his blood, we should still be offering animal sacrifices to cover sins for another year. The only reason we don't do it and shouldn't be doing it is because Jesus, once and for all, hallelujah, gave his own blood. And that's why it doesn't need to be done again and again. His blood, one time, that's it. Hallelujah. That's it. But everything God said is still true. In every book, in every place, and everything that he said is true and right and honorable and righteous and fair and just, and still is and always will be. And so what he revealed about the promised land is his will of God for his people forever. That's what he wanted for them. Tell me my next phrase. That's what he wants, right? For us. Said out loud, what he wanted for them is what he wants for me.
What he prepared for them,
he has prepared for me. Yes or no? What did he prepare for them? He said, I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. He said, I looked everywhere. I scanned the globe. And I found a spot.
Yes.
I spied you the place.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, it's a good place.
Yes.
When God said it's a good place,
yes,
it's a good place.
Yes.
You can quit looking.
Yes.
You say, hey, we got it. God's got us a place.
Yes.
I found you a place. Deuteronomy 6, let's look at it again. Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. He said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Verse 6, he said, these words that I command you will be in your heart. Teach them diligently to your children. Talk about them when you sit in your house, because you got a house.
Yes.
Talk about them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lay down, when you get up. Write them on the post of your house, verse 9. And verse 10, and it shall be, When the Lord your God shall have brought you into the land which he swore to your fathers, that's why it's called the promised land. He promised it to them and their seed. When the Lord has brought you into that land to give you great and goodly cities which you builded not. You did no labor to produce them. You didn't save up for 30 years. Well, come on, are you with me or not? You didn't build it. It was ready for you when you arrived.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Entire cities and good ones, not dumpy cities. Goodly. Oh, somebody say goodly.
Goodly.
He said great and goodly. This is not junky stuff. God is not into junky. He said, great and goodly cities which you builded not, houses full of all good things. That means people didn't come over to visit and walk through the house and go, well, you just moved in, huh? You hadn't got your furniture yet. No. Full. Fully furnished.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Fully furnished.
Yes.
Fully furnished. You pulled up in the driveway. Landscaping.
Yes.
20 years old.
Yes.
Mature trees.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Shrubs.
Yes.
Flowers.
Yes.
Vines.
Yes.
You looked around, you said, this is nice. This is nice. You got to remember who these people are. Slaves. Huh? Just not that long ago, slaves. And that's God's plan. To take you from nothing to everything. Hallelujah. That's God's plan. And one reason he would do it this way is because you can't sit up there and go, yeah, man, I worked 30 years to get over here. No, you didn't. God handed it to you. You got to give him all the glory. Is that right? He just gave it to you. So he gets all the glory. And it's supposed to be a sign to people who see it. Huh?
Yes.
People who watch it from the side. Unbelievers and other people who go, would you look at that lucky rascal? That lucky rascal. Oh, what in the world? And then if they get to talking to you over the fence, you go, ain't luck. It ain't luck. It's got nothing to do with luck. There's a good God. Hallelujah. He even told them how to talk about it.
Yes.
Actually, this was supposed to be a part of every time they tithed. Every time they would tithe throughout their years past this, and their children and their children's children, as they're living in this wonderful, abundant place, when they would bring the tithes and offerings in, they were supposed to say, I have come into the good land that the Lord has chosen and blessed me with. I, or who, my fathers or my grandfathers were slaves in Egypt, and we were broken and hopeless and had nothing. And God heard our prayers and brought us out with a mighty hand and an outstretched his arm. And he has blessed us until we're overflowing. And here is the tithe and the first fruits of what has come in this week. This is still right today. This is still perfectly right today. Now, maybe, you know, God didn't bring you out of Egypt, but he brought you out of bondage. Right? He brought you out of darkness. He brought you out of spiritual death and curse. And that's what's supposed to happen. You know, there's a lot of people I know, they don't tithe. We do. And tithing is not part of the law. It was before the law. It's after the law. It's during the law. It's not like paying a bill. It's honoring God, like what we just got through saying. It's acknowledging, I wouldn't have anything. I'd be lost. I'd be gone. But God has not only saved me, He's given me houses, stuff, crops, vineyards, orchards, herds, wells. And here is the first part of it, honoring my God. That's honorable in every generation.
Yes.
Never gets old. And so he said, it'll be when the Lord has brought you into this land that he swore to your fathers to give you great and goodly cities which you builded not. This is a prophecy of grace. You didn't work for it. Right? You didn't earn it. You didn't merit it. You didn't deserve it. Hebrews talks about this. How that he, that believes has ceased from his own labors. Huh? And we that believe do enter into
rest.
And think about it. You come around the corner. God brought you, delivered you from being a slave, and has given you victory over every battle, over every enemy, including giants.
That's right?
Right?
Yes.
And now, it's time to move in to the promised land.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you're around the corner, and here is a 500-acre spread. And there is a hammock over there in that tree with my name on it. Look at this. And I can stretch out over there and swing under the shade and go, God, you are so good. You are so good. This glorifies God, not me begging on a street corner in rags and then try to tell somebody that the creator of the universe is my God and Savior. Then they're looking at you like, well, can't he take any better care of you? He can't get you off the street? Mm-mm. Poverty is a bad witness.
That's right.
Hmm? And the condition of the sheep is a reflection on the shepherd. Hmm? Which is why the Bible says the Lord is my shepherd. That's why I don't want.
Amen.
No. Houses full of all good things. God used to want his people to have houses.
He still does.
Huh?
Yes.
I'm looking in the camera.
Yes.
God used to. Huh? It was a big deal to him back in the day. He wanted them all to have houses.
Yes.
Houses
yes.
full.
Cool.
Full of what?
Good day.
Expensive stuff.
Yes.
Miss Willie didn't say that. Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
The good stuff
good.
Is expensive.
Right.
Always has been. Right?
Yeah.
Huh? Right? If you go into the top end furniture store, right. They got new sections, and you say, show me the good stuff.
Yeah.
Huh? They're going to give you a good bill, a big bill. Is that right? They go, you're right this way. Right this way.
Yeah.
Take it to the top. Always been God's will.
Yes.
Everybody say good stuff.
Good stuff.
Houses full of all good things which you filled not. Wells digged that you digged not. Vineyards and olive trees that you planted not. When you shall have eaten and be full, beware that you don't forget the Lord your God. There's a test in plenty, just like there's a test in lack. Hmm? There are people that get lazy and backslide when they get a lot, but it wasn't the lot that made them backslide. That was a heart problem they had before they got a lot. No, God is the good God. I know, now this is not separate from a willingness to sacrifice for the kingdom. You know, that's what the scripture said, you know, when the disciples said, Lord, the rich young ruler, you know, he wouldn't do it. But they said, Lord, we'd left everything. What shall be to us? And he said to them that they would receive now in this time, including houses and lands, 100-fold with persecutions. But that's because they were willing to leave it all. They were willing to sacrifice. And so we've seen that. I mean, this, I don't know, it's been, 12 plus years or so ago, we made the move. We had already had works. It's ministry in Oklahoma, and then we had ministry in Missouri. And the Lord dealt with us to start something in Florida. And some of the stuff we had had, you know, it took us years to build up. But when the Lord said leave it, we liquidated it. We left it. And when we came down here, we were building the church. It took a couple of years to develop the building and all that. And so we were just staying where we could, renting apartment and this kind of thing, not what we had had before. And the Lord dealt with us to go look at a place. And it's a place. It wasn't just a little tiny thing. It was a large house, land, room. We saw it. It's nice. It's close, but pricey. Yeah. And we thought, you know, it was taking all the faith we had to believe for the church. We thought, well, we got to take care of that first. And that's right. And so a year or so passed. And the lady that owned the house contacted my wife and said, y'all looked at our house? Well, it had been months. Yeah. Well, the price has come down. Would you come see? And we came, liked it even better. The price was even better, but we weren't there. We didn't have it. And the woman went on to say that in that length of time, she had come to the Lord and got to know the Lord and knew we were in the ministry and thought we should have the place. We thought, well, sounds good. But I won't go into all the details, but they prayed about it. And of course, we didn't know them at all, but they prayed about it. And the price came way down, and the Lord added to our resources at just the right time. And they said, we think you're supposed to be here. We think you're supposed to be in this place. And so they left all the furniture, all the art hanging on the wall, rugs on the floor, you know, I mean, everything fully furnished. In fact, she said, when are you coming? When are you coming? And we told them, you know, we were going to close and worked out. And she brought her friend and they cleaned the place top to bottom and they put groceries in the pantry and in the refrigerator. And that's where I got the phrase, well, I'll just bring my underwear. Is that right? And come. That literally happened to us. We have seen that. That was not centuries ago in Canaan's land. That was here in the U.S. So nobody can tell me that it's all passed away and it's not God's will, because I'm not Abraham. I'm not Moses. But I'm the seed of Abraham by faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I'm accepted in the Beloved. And He does the same thing for any of His people, any of His children who will believe Him. We're still enjoying that place today. It ministers to us all the time. Why? You know, it's not just what you have. It's how you got it. Right? And if the Lord adds it to you, the Bible said the blessing of the Lord, it makes you rich. And He adds no sorrow with it. So we literally got house full of good stuff. We didn't build it. We didn't buy the stuff. We didn't put it in. And we've seen that kind of thing, not just once, not twice, but many times in these past 40 years of ministry. And it's God's will for you too. Yes. I want to hear you say it. This is
the will of God
for me.
Houses.
Full of good things.
Lands.
Possessions.
Goods.
Of every kind.
He gives me,
richly
all things
to enjoy,
because
I put Him first
in everything.
And He adds
all these things
to me.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for hearing us and ministering this to us. Cause this to just continue to work and increase and get stronger and stronger in the hearts of everyone who hear this, until your bigness and your goodness and your greatness and your kindness fills our windshield. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, say like we do sometimes, I live by faith. I walk by faith. I overcome this world by faith. I am strong in faith. Say it two more times. I am strong in faith. You're what?
I am
strong in faith, giving glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God forever. Well, that's it for today. We'll see you next time here in Faith School. Hallelujah. We're excited about how good God is. It's working in our lives. I like to speak over our partners and those that pray with us and support and believe every week when we can. Something the Lord reminded me of, my father in the faith, Kenneth Hagin, told of an experience he had with the Lord, where the Lord told him, I expect my people to have the best place in town to meet in. Is that true? God wants you to have a good place for your family. He wants you to have a good place for your business, your church, all these things. Don't doubt it. Let it rise up in you. It's not to show off. It's not to brag about. It's to enjoy and give God the glory and be the witness. Lord, I pray, reveal to everyone that's listening and that'll receive this, show what kind of place and elevate vision and thinking about places to live, places to operate, places to have services, those kind of things, and help us to see what you want for us. We ask it in Jesus' name, amen. Don't be afraid to look at bigger things. Don't let a price scare you. God's a big God. We love you. We're believing with you. We'll see you again soon back here in Faith School.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.